In CI News this week, Pierce warned that plans to ban conversion practices could criminalise parents. The Church of England reopens discussions on allowing same-sex weddings for clergy. And 1 in 3 babies are now aborted in England and Wales. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 3rd of July. I'm Jenny Olson. Peers have warned that the government's proposal to ban so-called conversion practices puts ordinary members of the public at risk of prosecution. Published last week, the Conversion Practices Draft Bill for England and Wales threatens up to 5 years in prison for emotional pressure that causes a person to believe they do or do not have a particular sexual orientation or transgender identity. But members of the House of Lords highlighted that this could include parents who do not affirm their child's gender confusion, as well as church leaders providing pastoral advice.
This bill provides no necessary new protections and risks criminalising people who have done nothing wrong. It is flawed, deeply flawed in its drafting, and the evidence on which it is based is at best weak and at worst misleading.
I do want to just mention today that I have a number of concerns about the drafting of this bill, and indeed particular concerns about the lack of clarity on the difference between harmful conversion practices and perfectly acceptable practices of pastoral care and indeed prayer, which is much needed for those who are in difficulty. If this difference is not crystal clear within the legislation, it will potentially have a very significant negative impact on what I believe is legitimate spiritual care offered by faith groups.
Is a parent failing to take a child to private services offering puberty blockers or give it the money to go itself guilty of psychological or emotional pressure, given that we know that sometimes teenagers don't like the word no?
Under similar legislation proposed in Northern Ireland, the public would face a prison sentence for intending to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. The Institute's James Kennedy said the bill proposed by Alliance MLA Owen Tennyson would see parents, pastors, clinicians and others fearful for the consequences of opposing radical transgender ideology. That fear might not be misplaced, with the bill proposing serious criminal sanctions for ordinary conversations. Church of England bishops have been appointed to lead groups with the aim of establishing how clergy could legitimately enter same-sex marriages. Tricia Hillis, Bishop of Soder and Man, will chair the Relationship, Sexuality and Gender Working Group, which will consider the rules and processes to establish quasi-wedding services for same-sex couples and legitimise same-sex relationships for clergy. It will report back to the General Synod in 2 years. A group to advise on individual cases will be chaired by the Bishop of Winchester. The General Synod agreed to form these groups back in February when it voted to bring the controversial Living in Love and Faith process to an end. The National Director of the Church of England Evangelical Council, Reverend John Dunnett, warned then that these groups will be pushed very hard to bring a proposal to amend the canons of the Church of England, so that clergy same-sex marriage will be a possibility. The King appears to have distanced himself from his pledge to uphold Christianity. For the last 500 years, British monarchs have sworn to be defender of the faith. However, this year's Sovereign Grants report says His Majesty's role is to protect the space for faith within the multi-faith nation. The Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, raised concern that the new wording implies that Christianity is just one religion among many, and said that the position of the one true faith ought to be respected. Christianity, not some multi-faith mishmash, is the bedrock of our nation's laws and culture. This latest move seems designed to convey the message that Christianity is just one religion among many, and that all are equally valid. They are not. And finally, new figures for England and Wales revealed that 1 in 3 pregnancies ends in abortion. Data from the Office for National Statistics on conception rates in 2023 has shown that, while the number of pregnancies has increased, a greater rise in abortions has led to fewer babies being born overall. Speaking on the Evangelical 360 podcast, bioethicist Dr. Callum Miller encouraged Christians to keep engaging with truth and grace in debates on abortion, and said he has seen a shift with young people being more pro-life than older generations.
So we need to be there ready with the arguments done in a truthful and gracious way. We need to be there with the infrastructure so that they can be part of something, part of a family, a church. In the case of politics, part of a political movement that can actually be a vehicle for what they want to see done.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.